Hey guys, welcome to another episode of The Awkward Adult. I guess most of you had already flew back to your family or to your native place before or during the onset of this pandemic. I, however, stayed back in Bangalore with my flatmates, mainly because I was very skeptical and paranoid about using public transport. So it's already like 4 to 5 months, and I guess all of us are finally starting to get on each other's nerve. I mean, I'm not talking about just me. I'm talking about all of us, like whether you are with your family or with your friends or with your flatmates or whoever it is. Like, I guess it's like totally normal. And so my mom calls me now and then, and she talks about how my father is getting on her nerve. And then my father calls me and tells me how my mom is not listening to him. And then there is my sister, who is like, I don't know what is going on in this house, but I don't want to live here anymore. I just want to move out as soon as possible. So this feeling is very normal. And since you are living in this enclosed space with your close people, and this feeling of claustrophobic irritability is actually it actually has a name, which is called cabin fever. So personal space is something that I have always struggled with, and I thought, hey, let's talk about it. I usually start with a podcast topic by first researching about it in books or, you know, in Google. Unfortunately, when I googled personal space, it only talked about, you know, the physical space that can be measured using metric system, which is not actually what I am entirely talking about. The personal space I am talking about is kind of something that is in your mind. I'm not sure whether you will be able to relate, but do you feel like suffocated and are not able to think clearly sometimes just because of some people's presence? Like when you are in a relationship, you say, I need some space, but it does not necessarily mean physical distance. But it also might mean that they want to stay alone with their thinking and with their thought and with their mind, just, you know, just think alone. So you have different levels of intimacy with people, right? There is this inner circle, then there is outer circle, then there is this background characters who you don't care about, but you prefer to have them in your life, like their existence matter. Then there are these people who are stranger and you don't think their existence mattered to you. So when I moved out to Bangalore 2 years back, I had this small feud or kind of misunderstanding with my family. So I had moved out and I was figuring out things on my own, and I needed some time and some space, and I had developed a personal space of very huge radius. Like I like to keep things to myself and my feelings to myself, and I didn't like to share them with everyone because they were kind of very small and I didn't want to share them with my parents. And my sister was the kind of person who likes to share every little detail with my mother. So my mother started having these feelings that I was keeping things from her, while in reality I was just being myself. And that's when I realized that everyone has a different radius of personal space. Some people like to keep things to just themselves. Some like to share it with only their inner circles, while some like to share everything with everyone, like living in public. And sometimes it depends on age also, or maybe the kind of information also, or maybe the people. So when we are kids, we are in this protected environment, right? Like our thinking is so much affected by our parents and elders and our teachers. Sometimes these thoughts are not even our thoughts. When we are kids, it's easier to contain our revolting thoughts because we can be contained with punishments or scolding, even though sometimes it is the elders who are wrong. But when we are teenagers and beyond, we start sensing our own thinking. We realize that we have our own way of thinking, right and wrong. And when we are becoming adults, and even though our thoughts are conflicting with our parents, we now realize that we might be the right one and maybe our perspectives are different. And we start accepting our thoughts and ourselves as our own, and we are totally fine because we think that I'm a person of my own mind. And sometimes when they are revolting with our parents, maybe we go against them, and that is when the problem arises. Now, if you see this situation from the point of view of a parent, as a parent, when they are growing old, they feel this sense of losing control over their life, and it's kind of daunting. Like their career is plateauing because they have reached the highest degree of their career ladder. Their kids are growing up and they have their own thoughts. When they start having their own point of view and their own personal space that their kids don't want their parents to be a part of, they can't but help feeling powerless and feel unwanted. It is actually a very tough path to walk on. Your 20s are actually the time when you can actually spend as much time on yourself and your thought and think on your own and want to have your own space and have your own, you know, point of view. Meanwhile, you have to also keep in mind that you have to respect your parents, and they are also in a very vulnerable age and you don't want to hurt them. Problem arises when there are like two totally different worlds and they clash. When people with different personal space radius come together, or when the radius changes. Maybe as kid, you used to be a person who shared everything, but now you want to keep them to yourself. Your partner wants you to open up more, or you don't like your partner's habit of sharing everything with the outer circle or with, you know, everyone else. And the main reason I wanted to talk about this is that now that you are in this enclosed space with your loved ones or loved one, it is very easy to pinpoint these small irritating habits and cause misunderstanding because of that. Or you might see your kids keeping things to themselves instead of sharing it with you. These are actually very difficult time to sustain relationships. Keeping patience and understanding why someone behaves the way they do is the only way to keep peace. All one needs to do is making sure to provide an environment for your loved ones to feel safe enough to consider their inner circle or their inner self to share and work things out. It is okay if they want space or sometimes they want to be alone. Don't take it as something negative, like they don't love you or they don't like your company. Give them some time to see that whether they are coming back to you or not. So guys, that would be it for this week's episode. So as you know, it's been 2 years since I started podcasting. And the thing is that when I had started doing this podcasting and I had received some feedbacks from my friends, they said that it seemed very mechanical. It was like I'm reading from somewhere and it is like totally scripted, which was kind of true because I usually write down all the contents, whatever I want to talk about, totally in a page. But many of them said that you should do a little more of freestyling and, you know, loosen up. But the thing is that when I decided to do this podcasting and I talked to one of my friend who actually was a podcaster, so he had told me that you should, when you are designing this podcast, one thing to keep in mind is that just think, if you are a audience, what is the kind of podcast you would like to listen to? And the answer was that I wanted a podcast which was very short. Like I have very my attention span is very short, so I wanted a very 10 to 15 minutes or like 20 minutes 30 minutes max, but not more than that. But 10 minutes was a very short time, and I wanted something in a very short interval of time, and I wanted a lot of insights to be given in that time. So that is why I have to script out everything and write all the important points that is to be covered in those 10 minutes. But I guess that kind of gave the sense that I was being very mechanical, but I don't know. So since it has been a year since I had started podcasting, so I was thinking that it's better if I get some feedbacks as to whether it should be a little more kind of freestyling or if I should loosen up. So please let me know what you think. If you are fine with this kind of podcasting that I do, then it's fine. I'll just continue with that. But if you think that it's better if I loosen up a bit, like I'm talking right now, I can do that too. So let me know what you think, and I'll see you again in next week's episode. Have a nice week ahead and stay safe and stay healthy. Bye bye. Wow, 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 wow